coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, and Corey Labounty.
Good morning and welcome to Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. Rick Cleveland, Corey Labounty, Mark Lassiter. Good morning, guys. Corey, how you doing, pal?
Too blessed to be stressed, Coach Cleveland. Always a pleasure to join you on the Prep Sports Report, 52 weeks out of the year.
Mark Lassiter, congratulations on another big win last night for the Bayside Academy Admirals. And good morning, pal.
Good morning, everybody. Feeling good this morning. And I tell you what, I walked outside this morning, and I got that crisp, cool breeze right off the back deck back there. Man, I tell you what, as hot as it's been, I love the fall when it hits here.
Ain't no doubt. That little just a soft breeze.
Yes.
And it's a smell,
beautiful,
too. Yeah. It's that smell.
Yeah.
That's football to me.
Maybe
that's just kind of who we are, but that's football to me. Tell you what, let's do. Let's give you the local scores. We got a lot of things that happened statewide last night that are going to be really interesting to a lot of our listeners. We appreciate people listening to us. You know, we got guys, and this is neat. This is really neat. We got people listening to us in Columbia, South Carolina, in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, Houston, Texas, the heart of Manhattan at the Doubletree Hotel. Those two guys listen to us every Saturday morning, 52 weeks out of the year. They are Alabama guys, and they love listening to PSR, and we appreciate you being a part of us in Biloxi, Mississippi, and doggone it, in Destin, Florida. And they were spared, but we want to think about those folks in Mexico Beach, Panama City, and all of our friends in that locale down there. Our heartfelt blessings are, don't even have words to express to you the sympathy that we have and everything that we want to do, anything that PSR, I know Corey is involved with a business here in town, and I'm sure at some point in time all of us will be indirectly involved with trying to do what we can do to help all of the folks that were affected by Hurricane Michael. Hope all of our listeners will keep those folks in your prayers, because you can't imagine the devastation that those people have gone through and are going through and may go through for the next 5 years, trying to overcome such a terrible, terrible tragedy that nature threw upon us this past week. So we certainly don't want to go through this show without letting the folks know that are affected, families are affected in this area by that devastation, and we certainly want you to know that our prayers go out to those people that are so, so affected by this terrible storm. All right, guys, Corey, if you'll kick us off here with the locals in 7A, and then we'll go on down through that.
In 7A here locally, Fairhope defeated Foley 24-7. Davidson blanks Murphy 21-0. Theodore beats the number 6 team in 7A 15-3 at C.A. Douglas Field last night. And Baker defeats Alma Bryant 37-7.
And in 6A, Blount 32, Gulf Shores 22. Saraland 35, St. Paul's 0. Spanish Fort 10, Baldwin County 0. Daphne 13, Robertsdale 6.
And in 5A, LaFleur 61, Wilcox Central 6. Jackson 15, Citronelle 6. Vigor 41, Faith Academy 0. And Corey has already predicted Vigor is going to be a 5A state champion. And I'm going to tell you, people around the state are starting to notice the Vigor Wolves. In 4A, Terry Curtis and the UMS Wright Bulldogs get out to a 44-0 lead at halftime. And Cruz 65-0 at Monroe County. Williamson 26, WS Neal 14. Clark County 6, Hillcrest Evergreen 0. Escambia County 24, Andalusia 3.
In 3A football, you had Bayside Academy 35, XL 6, Thomasville 28, T.R. Miller 12, Mobile Christian 16, Flomington 12, McIntosh 18, St. Michael 10.
In 2A, Cottage Hill 35, Leroy 9, Southern Choctaw 39, R.C. Hatch 6, Washington County 28, Choctaw County 22 in overtime. And J.U. Blackshear, 38, Chickasaw, 35.
Rounding it out in 1A, Millry 33, JF Shields 0, Marengo 19, Sweetwater 12, and St. Luke's. Corey, you've said this all along. Keep an eye on Ron Lee's team, St. Luke's 62, Fruitdale 0. Around the state of Alabama, we've got some scores coming. We'll get Sylacauga and all the big yay at 106.5. Those scores coming in here in just a minute. Also from the Round the Lake right there in Alexander City and Lake Martin, 105.1. We'll get you guys in here in just a minute. We got to try to find those scores. Over in Mississippi, St. Martin's defeated Biloxi last night 41-13. Homecoming for the Biloxi Indians. St. Martin wins that 41-13. Ocean Springs 35, Pascagoula 7. Next week, Biloxi is at Pascagoula, and Ocean Springs is at St. Martin's. Guys, around the state, there's a lot of things that kind of caught my attention. I know, Mark, you mentioned something about Mountain Brook.
Mountain Brook 20, Hewitt Trustful 17. That was a, you know, I didn't really expect that
right.
to happen with all the stars that Hewitt Trustful has on their team, the 5 stars and 4 stars. But Mountain Brook, Mountain Brook is a well-coached, very good football team. And I guarantee, first of all, I think Mountain Brook had a little bit of incentive wanting to make sure they shut down the quarterback from Hewitt Trustful. Yeah. And so I think those kids were probably dialed in pretty good, but played a great ball game and upset Hewitt Trustful. I think it was at Trustful.
I'm not sure, but I think it was too. Corey, we mentioned earlier on the show, or we mentioned off the air, we think Central Phoenix City may be the best 7A team in the state of Alabama. That doesn't cast aspersions at anybody. We're just, from what we see and what we understand and what we learn from people that give us information, Central Phoenix City, Jamie Dubose has got one of the better teams. And it's not a better team. I mean, they just keep reloading, guys. Every year we talk about what the team that Jamie Dubose has got over there. You know this. You always know that a Jamie Dubose team is going to be well coached. We know that coming from Prattville when he was an assistant, when he became the head coach. And we just know the kind of football coach Jamie Dubose is. But, Mark, for years we've played against Central Phoenix City and know the talent that's right there on that Alabama-Georgia line. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm not so sure that they're not the very best team in the state of Alabama, and I mean that. Central Phoenix City last night, 44, Lee of Montgomery, 17. And, Corey, they just keep getting, just keep rolling. Just keep on getting better and better, it looks like.
Yeah, you look at Central of Phoenix City in this situation to where McGill Tulane goes on the road 1 year ago in the semifinals and finds a way to beat this Central of Phoenix City team. They were hungrier. McGill Tulane deserved that win, took that win on their home field. But don't think for one moment that Central of Phoenix City hasn't used that as motivation in the offseason and going into this season to take care of themselves. So that was a very interesting score to see the way that they're continuing to get better and scary for the rest of 7A. But we talked about it off the air also. Thompson squeezing by Vestavia Hills 21-20. A Tungavailoa bounced back last night from an interception and was able to find a way to help his Thompson Warriors get a huge region win also.
Well, those are some big ball games. When you start talking about Vestavia Hills and Mountain Brook playing Thompson and Hewitt Trustful, those are games that go back, you know, a long way with Hewitt Trustful, especially in Mountain Brook. Thompson being a relative, I say, newcomer to the forefront of powerhouses in 7A football, they have just gotten better and better over the last 10 years, and Mark Freeman's just doing a fantastic job there with that team. And, of course, Buddy Anderson's team, when he steps on the field with his team, they're going to be ready to play you. I don't care who you are. You know, but there's a couple of things that still stick out to me. Hoover beat Spain Park last night 32-7.
Yeah.
Hoover's not going away, folks.
No.
So we can talk about Phoenix City, which I do think they are – I don't know, but they're going to be in the top 3 or 4 teams. But you got Hoover, Thompson, Phoenix City, and then the fourth
Hewitt
one –
Trustful?
Hewitt, well, they got beat by Mountain Brook. So I don't know. I think Hewitt Trustful on any given night can beat anybody in
the
state.
I agree, because they beat Hoover.
Because they got the players.
Yeah.
But now – you know, it's like any other thing. If you're not hitting on all cylinders for whatever reason, you know, you can find yourself in a problem. If you hadn't been there, this loss for Hewitt Trustful may be the best thing that happened to them.
Well, they're all in that same region, Corey, right? And the
they
four
are.
Teams that come out of that region, the four teams that come out, heaven forbid the four that's got to play them.
I know.
I mean,
they're going to come out smoking, Coach.
I mean,
they could sweep.
for
They could come out and actually sweep in 7A, and you never hear that happening.
Well, the thing about that is, and again, Theodore must be pretty doggone good.
They are good.
They must be pretty doggone good. The only team in South Alabama that I see comparable now, maybe can play with them, would be a McGill or a Theodore against Phenix City. Phenix City may come out of the South, and then one of those four are going to battle it out up north. It's going to be a Jim Dandy shootout, I can tell you that.
That's going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be fun to watch, I can tell you that. Hey, at the same time, Terry Curtis and those guys at UMS.
Oh, my gosh.
My gosh, how good are they? Jay Cozio and the job that he's doing.
He's going to hate this, but I'm going to tell you something. They ain't getting beat.
I don't think so either. We'll be back with more PSR right here on FM Talk 106.5.
The CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. This segment of the Prep Sports Report, presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true.
We're not going to interrupt that.
Heck,
just
no.
Tell you that. Prep Sports Report ain't ever going to interrupt Steely Dan. That's just not going to happen. Guys, you know, we talk about Central Phenix City, and we have a great deal of respect for Jamie DuBose and the program that they've got there. But, you know, I got to brag on Eric Kiger, and I do. I remember for so long he was an assistant, and I kept wondering on PSR for years. I said, when is he going to get that opportunity? And I remember I was at a South Alabama football practice one day, and Eric was there, and we were talking, and when I walked away from him, it's kind of a God thing, and I mean that. I just got the feeling that when this guy does get that opportunity, it's going to be a slam dunk for whoever is fortunate enough to get him to run their program. And when he got that opportunity at Theodore, I mentioned something to Terry, I think, one day in the office. I said, you know, all the talent. No, it was Ed Latham. Mm-hmm. All the talent that those guys have had out there for years and years. Ed used to tell me, he said, you know, we can talk about the Murphys and all those folks.
Best talent.
Yeah. And Eric has gone out there. And guys, he's done it on a faith-based program.
Yes, sir.
He has. I mean, that's where he comes from. And I felt that day that we were talked at South Alabama. I felt it all along. And now you look up last night and you get this score, and we've been on McGill's bandwagon now for a long time, and probably hadn't given Eric and those guys at Theodore enough. We just hadn't given them, and that's I take blame for that. But guys, what an amazing job Eric has done, and the manner in which he's done it is something that this is very special. And big win last night for Theodore as they defeat McGill Tulane 15-3 at Kirk Douglas Field. And that's another thing. And I'll talk about Kirk Douglas down the road sometimes too. But Eric, congratulations. Mighty proud of you and happy for your program, pal.
Coach, I appreciate it. You know, and I'll be honest with you, we've just been blessed. God has been so good to me and so good to my family and our community at Theodore. And I'll be honest with you, our kids are a blessing. And number one, to God be the glory. And we had a great game last night. And I told our kids last night, God was in that thing last night. And I felt that all day long. We had a trying week. We had a great week of practice, but we just had some trials and tribulations. And I'll be honest with you, it was all our Lord and Savior. And I'm just so thankful for the things he's done in my life.
Coach, an outstanding game last night. Had a chance to call that game on the MCPSS television network with Al Whedon. And coming in, I said at the top of the broadcast, to be the man, you have to beat the man. And McGill Tulane came in with a 30-game winning region streak. On top of the region, you said in media days, look, that's a class program, top-notch. They've been to three state finals. They're where our program wants to be. Well, last night, you had a home game at C.A. Douglas Field. You had an opportunity with this tremendous, stingy defense that you have. You came into the game, Ham Barnett's defensive coordinator for you, only giving up 5.5 points per game. And to hold McGill Tulane to three – I knew it would be a very low-scoring game, but 6-3 halftime score. Seth Tillman knocks down two field goals. Your special teams has really improved also.
They have. And we played a great game. But I'll be honest with you. Our team and our culture and our successes and the things we've done so well starts at about 1:20 every day when we sit upstairs with our kids and we talk to them about character and our culture and how to love the Lord. And we do devotionals with them every day. But again, you know, all our coaches lead those things. And our kids are totally bought into what we're trying to do. And just to watch those kids play defense last night and how hard they played. And again, I don't want to take nothing away from Ernest Hill. Ernest Hill does a great job over there. Gil Tillman's a, y'all know, they're a proud program.
Yeah.
And to beat those guys, and I'll be honest, I looked at the clock at the 3:45 mark, and I thought, we better not let up now, because I know this bunch is never going to quit. They're a program that you have to totally battle them the whole ball game to win. And I went to preaching that to our kids, and our kids understood that.
You know, Eric, I was so proud of you, buddy, that it's a big win for you and your team, and it's just kind of getting you going. My oldest son, Brooks, had told me, he was over there when y'all played Fairhope earlier, and he told me, he said, Coach Collier's got a really good team, Dad. They got some really good players. I told him a little bit about your defense. He said, well, they got a wide receiver who can flat play, and he was talking about you guys. But what I want to just tell you is that I am so impressed that you guys are building a culture. You've said that three times so far in this interview. Three times you're building a culture that kids are drawn to. You know, in our day and time, it seems to me like there's so much bad out there, so much they see that's bad and negative. To be able to come to a place, kids want discipline. Kids want something to hang their hat on. Kids want to be in an environment where they're safe and they're nurtured. And, Coach, tell us a little about that. That is impressive to me, what y'all are doing.
Coach, you know how it is. And you and I have been on the field a lot together and had some big wins. But at the end of the day, what we try to do is we want to make sure our kids know that we love them. And that's first and foremost. And you're right, kids want to be disciplined. And it's not always easy to play for me or our guys. We're hard on them. But they know this, that we love them and we're always going to have their back. And again, Coach, it starts, like I said, at 1:30, 1:20, every day I call roll. And we go upstairs and we spend about 25 to 30 minutes just talking about how to be a man, how to treat women. And more than anything, we do devotionals every day. And I'll be honest with you guys, I've done this for 20-something years. And the biggest change I've ever seen in a team was when I first started spending time up there talking to those kids about character and what's expected out of young men today. You know what? That's been our change. I'll be honest with you.
Yep. I agree with you, buddy.
Coach, again, a huge win over the McGill-Tulane Yellow Jackets. Talk about the safety, how it changed the game. It's 6-3, and McGill-Tulane gets pinned down to their own one-yard line, and they go to the Wildcat. There's a bad snap, and here it is. Your defense pounces on top of it for the safety, and that really got your crowd juiced and into it, because now you know it's almost a – not in football. It's really a two-score game the way you guys were playing.
You're right. I'll be honest, Corey, I think we had the ball 34, 35, and I thought, Eric, you're punting this ball on the third. I thought, you've lost your mind. But, you know, I talked to a buddy of mine all week long, and the big thing we talked about is let's try to win a field position battle. And, God bless us. You know, Tillman came up big all night long, and he came up big right there, punts it, and it goes out at the Warren. And I'll be honest with you, that was probably the turning point in the ball game.
Well, you know, field position is such a huge, huge part of the game. We hear it every Saturday and every Sunday. But, you know, when you put in high school football, you make a team go 90 yards, it's tough. It's just tough, Eric, in today's game of football, because defenses are so complex and scheme-wise, it's just tough. And I know as an offensive guy, it's hard for me to scheme somebody if I got to go 90 yards. I'm certainly, as a play caller, going to be going to be a whole lot more conservative trying to go 90 yards and yards. So that's a huge thing. But Eric, I just want you to know from a faith-based program that we have here, how thankful we are for what you guys are doing out there. And Billy Livens told us a long time ago. He said, guys, I heard him tell a young group of guys at Jeff Davis High School in Montgomery. They're about to play Lee, and he said, guys, I want to tell you something, and all of you need to remember this. One thing I've told my daughter is when you go on a date with a young man, I want you to watch how he treats his mother and how he treats his sister, and one day that'll come back. If you choose a date who will make a great mate, the way he treats his mom and his sister will give you a great indication of the way he's going to treat a wife. And I know you guys are teaching that right there at Theodore.
Coach, let me say this. David Bullock at Luke 4:18 has been amazing to our program. And he's there all the time, spends time with our kids, and he's a blessing to me. So I just want to make sure I let him know that I do appreciate everything he does at our program.
That's great
thank
stuff.
You guys for what you guys do for us.
Thank you, buddy. Congratulations, pal.
Thanks, coach.
Thanks, guys.
Mighty proud of you guys. Take care. That's Eric Collier, the head football coach at Theodore. Corey LeBounty covered that game last night. Theodore 15. Big win, 15 to 3 over McGill Toulon. We'll be back with more PSR on Radio Alabama right here on FM Talk 106.5.
The Prep Sports Report is brought to you by Alpha Insurance. The PSR Scout Team Player of the Week is presented by Future Ones, providers of practice apparel and scout team jerseys with interchangeable numbers. Now, back to the show.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly, this crazy world.
I guess that's Kenny Chesney. That's pretty appropriate to lead into Jeff Kelly. I'm going to tell you that. That guy that loves the game of football. And, golly, I loved Kenny Chesney on a Saturday morning. That's good stuff. We hadn't had a chance to talk to Jeff Kelly in a long time, Corey. And that's a shame because he and those guys out there have just got a great, great football program. Got an amazing facility, Mark. I'm going to tell you. I don't know if you've seen it, but, boy, they've got an amazing facility. And
they do. I'll tell you what they got. And I'm going to toot Jeff's horn for a little bit. I've known Jeff now for several years, and I just have been impressed. Every year, if you ever watch Jeff and his team, it doesn't matter what the record is, Jeff's always the same.
Yeah.
Always the same. Been. Always coaching his kids and loving his kids up and working them. And, you know, they got great facilities out there, but inside that facility, there's a relationship amongst coaches and players that makes Sarah Land what they are. They just continue to be competitive because they believe in themselves and believe in one another.
Yeah.
And it all starts with Jeff, and just so proud of Jeff and what he's doing right now. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
Coach Laster, hey, good morning. Morning, Rick. I appreciate you guys having us on. Appreciate those kind words. It's good to wake up on a Saturday morning after a win. There's no doubt.
Absolutely.
Well, you wake up a lot of Saturday mornings like that, buddy. I can tell you right now, you wake up. Only thing you got to do is keep Boutwell under control, and I know that's an easy
job. Good luck
job
with
for
that. Y'all can keep him locked up in that facility, don't you?
Hey, you guys know. I mean, y'all know him well. We have a lot of fun. He's always up to something. Always. Joke on somebody and keeping things loose and sharp.
That's well
needed at this point in the
absolutely.
Year, no doubt.
Yeah, well, there's two guys sitting right here next to each other that have been the recipient of those jokes between him and his running mate Brandon Dean.
Oh,
so we know all.
Goodness.
Yeah, they have. But Jeff, you know, you look at last night, and I as I open up the paper, online, the first name I see is Cole Dewitt, and you're talking about an undersized defensive lineman, and you guys just must be playing some kind of great defense over there this year.
Well, you know, he's a great example of sort of what we're about. You know, you look at our defense led by Coach Crowley, Scott Crowley, who I think is one of the best guys around in the business over there. But we've got one guy out of that 11 over there that's probably over 210 pounds. And, you know, Cole Dewitt's 190-pound defensive end in 6'8 football. But, you know, just a tremendous motor. And I think I said it to somebody last night, but that play sort of, you know, epitomize what he's all about and what our defense is all about. You know, just a great hustle play. You had an interception. You know, kid fumbles the ball, safety fumbles the ball, it's going out of the back of the end zone, and out of nowhere he just shows up and flies in and dives, and just a hustle play, you know, those kind of things that, you know, you see something like that, you know, it's a great example for all of our players to, you know, if you play hard, a lot of times you'll end up in the right place at the right time. And, you know, that was such a big key in the game, you know, put us up 14-0 and gave us a little bit of momentum and sort of got us rolling a little bit, sparked us to, you know, get a few more scores before the half. So, bit proud of the defense. I think they've really only given up one drive all year, you know, and so that they just keep bringing it every Friday night.
We're speaking with head coach at Saraland High School, Jeff Kelly. And Coach Kelly, you've had four shutouts by that defense this season. And not only have you had the four shutouts, your defense has only given up 5.8 points per game. You have an open week next week, which is an opportunity to kind of look at film, rest up, clean up things that you would like to have for the stretch run against Blount and Spanish Fort. Coach, you know, you've been at Saraland now for a while, but what makes this team special? I mean, you had a team that played in the state championship game, but this team now being undefeated, getting off to one of the best starts in school history, what makes them so special each and every day?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Corey. I think you come out and watch them on a Monday afternoon or a Tuesday afternoon and watch that, you know, the intensity at which they practice and how much it matters to them and how they want to learn all the details that they need to learn week in and week out. We got, you know, some really, we've got three senior linebackers over there. We've got a couple guys in the secondary, and then Cole is a senior up front. They sort of set the tone defensively. They, you know, such a consistent bunch, and they do well. And then the other thing too, I think, is probably not said enough about this bunch is our offensive line. You know, coming from last year, we had one returning guy that took a snap on the offensive line when it mattered. And so we had moved a few guys, and Coach Fancher, our O-line coach, has done a really good job sort of molding that group. We had a big injury a couple weeks ago and lost one of our better, you know, our right guard, Trey Williams, who was one of our best guys there. And so you sort of get in the groove and you have that injury, and then you got to find sort of a new mix there. And you know, Coach Fancher and those guys up front have really, you know, been a consistent force with our football team. Our running backs get a lot of publicity and those kind of things, but you know, all those guys back there, they've been able to lean on those guys up front to have some success this year.
It's been very important. Brett Nizat has played the quarterback position for you, came in to the Saraland program, had to learn the culture, and has been able to do that quite quickly for you, and has been a great trigger man and a great addition. You've had some great quarterbacks there in your tenure at Saraland, but I know you being a quarterback guy yourself, you understanding the quarterback game. Talk to us about what Brett Nizat means to you personally.
Yeah. You know, he's, you know, one of the things I think he does really well is, regardless if he throws a big touchdown or if he made a mistake or whatever, he's got the same, you know, mindset. He's got the same reaction. He never gets too high, too low. He's a great steadying influence for our guys. And we put a lot on those quarterbacks. And you know, Brett has an opportunity a lot of times during the game to check us into a run play that gets us in a good situation. He has, you know, some leeway there, so he does a good job with those kind of things. And, you know, he's made some good throws. We really have, you know, been pretty efficient there. You know, our touchdown interception ratio has been pretty good this year. And so really proud of the way he's competed and you know, been just sort of a, you want that trigger man, that quarterback, to be the general out there and just sort of run the show, and he's been proud of him this year so far.
Coach, you know, I had heard a little about him about when he first came, when I guess is when fall camp started, about how he kind of won the team over with his just hard-nosed attitude, you know, plays quarterback like a linebacker, and kind of so and the team just bought into him, and that makes a big difference.
Well, you know, it all happens in the off season. you know, and he got here last year, and probably for the first 6 weeks he didn't say a word, but he was in the weight room and you know, just killing it every day with all those guys, and you know, just showing tremendous, you know, effort and that kind of stuff through his off-season workouts and that kind of stuff. You know, everybody, yeah, especially if somebody comes in new like that, I mean, they're watching. They want to see what he's about. They want to see,
that's right,
you know, what kind of worker he is. Is he that blue-collar guy? And if, you know, those linemen, those and those defensive guys, they love it when that quarterback's a tough guy like them. And I think that's a big part of, you know, sort of why – you know, he's been the kind of guy he is all year.
Well, Coach, I know we have about a minute left with you here this morning, and want to talk to you about what you're going to try to accomplish in this open week as you have that tough stretch with Blount coming up on the 26th and then Spanish Fort on November 2nd.
You know, we got a big JV game Monday night. We'll practice a couple of days. We'll practice Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday next week, and, you know, try to work on ourselves, correct some things, and go ahead and get to work on our next opponent there. And, you know, we know Blount's going to be a tremendous challenge. And Coach Holley, he's one of my best friends in the business and does a great job over there. I know that's going to be a challenge going over there to 8 Mile in a couple of weeks. So we're going to get back to go to work, try to get better, and then we'll figure out what that last one looks like whenever the time comes. But proud of where we are, but you know, I told our guys last night, you know, we don't have time to sit back and pat ourselves on the back. We've got to go to work and continue to get better and improve. And hopefully when the dust settles, we'll be where we want to be.
Coach Jeff Kelly, thank you for joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and want to wish you the best of luck to finish your season up strong.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Jeff. Take care, buddy.
And, I mean, you look at 8-0. The Saraland Spartans, and they're one of the few undefeated high school teams in the state of Alabama. But in 6A, they are the only undefeated here team locally. You have Vigor in 5A that's undefeated locally. Of course, UMS Wright is undefeated in 4A. And in 2A, Cottage Hill is undefeated. So you have a 2A team, a 4A team, a 5A team, and a 6A team that are all undefeated here locally. Not the only ones in the state of Alabama, but it speaks volumes to go this late in the season to still be undefeated.
I agree with you, and I like, you know, I've got to see Cottage Hill up close and personal. I know what kind of team they've got, and they are headed for a really, really special season, I think. And you know, as far as you know, Saraland, I tell you what, I'd like to be a fan for those last two ball games. That game against Blount is going to be a humdinger. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then the game against Spanish Fort, and that, you won't be able to find a ticket for that ball game. That'll be a lot of fun to watch those two games at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And you look across the state about the undefeated high school teams in 7A, Central of Phoenix City, Auburn, and Mountain Brook are undefeated. And we talked about that 7A Region 3 being so tough. And in 6A, Saraland, Hartsell, McAdory, Jackson, Olin, 5A, Vigor, Russellville, Etowah, 4A, UMS, Headland, American Christian, Jacksonville, Hoax Bluff, North Jackson. 3A undefeated teams, Westminster Crenshaw, Sachs, Winfield. In 2A, Cottage Hill and Fife, Ohatchee. And in 1A, Falkville, South Lamar, and Linden. So going into Week 9, you better buckle up your chin straps because it's going to continue to be some great football. We're coming right back right here on FM Talk 106.5 and the Prep Sports Report.
The Prep Sports Report is brought to you by Alpha Insurance. The PSR Scout Team Player of the Week is presented by Future Ones, providers of practice apparel and scout team jerseys with interchangeable numbers. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to PSR on the Prep Sports Radio Network in Radio Alabama. And, one of our buddies, one of the guys that Mark and I have a great deal, and Corey as well, have a great deal of respect for is Jack French. And we have partnered with Futures One and doing a great, great job. Those guys are Gus Smith and Trent Massey, and those guys are just doing a fabulous job with Future One. And I know that Jack had a tough one last night, but he's got a young player that we want to talk about this morning, Corey. So if you'll introduce that, and we're so glad to have Jack back on with us.
Yeah, it'll be Colin Ward. He's a freshman running back slash linebacker for the Faith Academy Rams. I will be going out this week and presenting his plaque, the Future One Scout Team Player of the Week. Coach French, good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. And tell us a little bit about why Colin Ward will get this award.
Well, we're lucky to have Colin. Colin is a transfer, and therefore he's ineligible this year. But, you know, you got to have all the hands you can get, you know, when you're trying to put a scout team over there, and Colin's always the first one to step up. He's always the last one to come out. You know, when you take him out, he really don't want to be out. You know, he'd rather be out there trying to provide all the scout team help that he can. You never have to ask him twice to do anything, and you usually don't have to ask him at all. If you say, I need somebody to do this or do that, you know, he's the first one to jump in there. And, you know, sometimes it looks like, you know, he really needs to go out and take a rest, and you just about have to make him. He's definitely a guy, you know, where he's eligible, he'd probably be starting for us on one side of the ball or the other, just, you know, where we needed him the most, and could sometimes even be a two-way player. And anything else we need, you know, if it's anything the team needs, you know, as far as getting things taken out, bringing in, you know, just anything, he never hesitates. And he's been just a whole lot of fun to be around.
Well, Coach, just want to thank you for joining us this morning to tell us a little bit about Colin and why he was deserving of the Future One Scout Team Player of the Week. And just want to wish you the best in your last couple of weeks here in the season. And just, again, thank you for coming back to high school football and the difference that you make in young people's life.
Well, I thank you for that, Corey. And we appreciate the good looks and the prayers. And, hey, we'll take all we can get.
Well, I can promise you that. You got all of that, but we know what kind of football coach and what kind of man you are, and you're a blessing to not only to us here, but to those people at Faith Academy and everywhere you've been, pal. And I just want you to know how much we appreciate you being back in the game and being on the sideline and making a difference in young people's lives, pal.
Well, you know, those blessings go both ways.
Well, I know they do. I sure do, pal. Hey, we'll talk to you soon, pal. We will, Jack.
All right.
Take care, buddy. All righty. Now let's get with Trent Massey, your Future Ones. And, boy, it's good to have Trent back on here. I thought you were going to get Gus on here. I was going to really hammer old Gus.
Hey, Gus passed the torch this morning. I got a text message early from Trent saying he's going to join us. And hadn't talked to Trent in a while. So, good morning, Trent. Thank you for joining us on the Prep Sports Report.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yeah, anytime Gus can not get on the radio, he's okay with that.
Well, you can just tell him this, that the radio does Corey and Mark and I all a favor, because all you got to do is listen. You don't have to look.
Don't have to look at all.
That's the thing with Gus, too. So just remind him of that, okay?
I'll let him know.
Okay, buddy.
Trent, we know you have full game day uniforms and full game day practice apparel. You can meet equipment needs. Tell everybody a little bit about Future Ones. It started as a scout team jersey, but it's become so much more now.
Yeah, you know, when we look back over the last year and a half and just going to market with our scout team jersey and how we've been blessed to grow into all the other options that we have as far as game apparel, practice apparel, and the equipment side of everything, we're pretty much a one-stop shop now. And it's been a very good journey, not without challenges, but we've been able to pull through a lot of those and just be able to help different schools and different programs get to the next level and help them with their products and apparel. So it's been good.
And it's something that there are a lot of local schools here and throughout the state of Alabama who are wearing full game day Future One uniforms. I know you look up at Midfield, you see Faith Academy, Cottage Hill has some of our pants on. Talk to us about some of the schools that are in our product or have bought some compression gear from us or some type of apparel and how they can save money using Future Ones.
You know, the good thing is I can't name them all right now. This time last year, I could name every one of them. But this year, we're not even able to name all the ones that have been able to be a part of Future Ones and the ones we've been able to help. So we do have quite a few high schools wearing our game stuff, many high schools wearing all of our compression gear and different spirit packs. you know, we have some stuff coming up for basketball now, different basketball spirit packs. If you're listening, you need some help with that. And then also baseball is right around the corner. So we do very nice baseball uniforms. We have a great deal on some baseball spirit packs for your team. So we'd love to help you guys in any way we can.
Basketball spirit packs. Again, how can people reach to Future Ones and they can go to the website, catalog, take a browse, or go to and tweet us or go on Instagram? How can they follow us and learn more about Future Ones?
Yeah, the website is futureones.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Future Ones Jersey, and also on Instagram, Facebook, it's Future Ones. So we'd love to connect with you guys. We respond to all of those social medias very, very rapidly. So if you'd like to get any information, look us up on social media or go to our website, email us, call us. We'd love to help anybody out.
And again, if you would like to know more about Future Ones, you can contact me at 251-689-2629. Again, that's 251-689-2629. We'll be more than happy to help you with your Future Ones game day apparel, practice apparel, or just equipment needs in general. We're able to service those, and we'll get back to you because we are a local mom and pop store. So, Trent, just want to thank you this morning for all that you do, not only locally for the community, but Future Ones is definitely going to change the game.
We appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for having us. Y'all have a great Saturday.
Thanks, Trent. Always good to have Future Ones involved with our show. Corey, thank you for what you do with them too as well, Corey. That's two great guys, Trent and Gus Smith. And, you know, it's always good. It's always a warm spot in your heart when you have a former player who just, you know, just kind of steps up to the next level. And, you know, having been a part of Gus's life and That's a joy to see that, Mark.
You know, it is, Coach. And I'll be honest, I love that little thing that we do there with them. And I remember a kid who played football for us at Benjamin Russell. His name was Anthony Martin, 5'2", yeah. About 125 yeah. pounds. And I remember in a practice one Tuesday, he was playing running back as our scout team running back, got hit, broke a tackle, and ran for a touchdown.
Yeah.
He comes back and flips the ball to the coach and turns around to our defense and says, "You guys better wake up. You better wake up. I'm playing my game today. This is when I play my game. I'm trying to make you get ready for Friday. So how about stepping
that's
up?"
That's big stuff.
That's right a kid.
That's
amazing.
Man,
I went.
How about some motivation
you
there?
You talk about some coaching.
That's great stuff. Hey, first hour's gone, guys. That's a fun time. It goes quick when you're having fun. Hey, we'll be back with more PSR. No telling what we're going to talk about. We're going to cover more high school sports. A little bit of SEC stuff coming up. Dalt, you're in trouble today, buddy. I'm just telling you. We'll be back with more from FM Talk 106.5 and Radio Alabama.
Live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
Okay, that's the lead-in right there.
Susie Q.
Be careful, Mark.
I can't help it.
Be careful.
I'm sorry.
You know, we want to thank our affiliates down the road on Radio Alabama, WYA 106.5, covering all of Talladega County, and 105.1 The Lake, covering that beautiful Lake Martin, 43,000 beautiful acres of just gorgeous, gorgeous lake water.
Kind of rough on our boys up there this last night, wasn't it?
Right,
so we Tumka got our boys at Ben Russell and Sylacauga. Who's Sylacauga?
Sylacauga got beat by Center Point. Sylacauga gets beat. Center Point beats them 40-14. That's, of course, you and I don't know Center Point.
It's
Irwin High School.
Right.
And so Bobby Johns. That's where Bobby
Johns
was the head coach there for years.
Right.
You know, that was that's a big rivalry there on the eastern side of Birmingham with Banks and Irwin and David Cutcliffe and Bobby John, such big buddies. And I can remember David said, "I want to beat that rascal so doggone bad." And they were good. It was a battle. It was a battle. And
there's a story told about Benjamin Russell and Irwin.
Right.
And this goes way back into the 60s.
Was it wrestling?
Wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. When Coach Charles Lee was the wrestling coach at Benjamin Russell.
And Jim.
Was it Jeff?
Jeffries.
Might have been Jim.
Yeah.
Jim Jeffries was telling me this story.
Right.
Whoever the coach was, I can't remember if Jim was wrestling at that time. No, he would have been coaching.
Yeah, because Jim, you know, ended up
Vestavia with Buddy. That's
he
right.
He was with Buddy Anderson.
So they come to Benjamin Russell 1 year, and Charles Lee's on that streak. You know, they've won about 8 or 9 straight state championships, and they are loaded for bear. And Jim, now I don't know if Jim embellished this story or not, but he says, we come into the gym, and it is packed.
Right.
He says, it is loaded. You can't find a seat anywhere.
Yeah.
He said, all the boys are out there warming up, and he said, all of a sudden, then everything just stops, and the crowd parts. Charles Lee comes walking in, got two guys carrying a rocking chair. They set the rocking chair down on the corner of the mat, and coach sits in it, lights up a cigar. Now, see, I don't know if this is true or not, but it was a great story.
That sounds like a Jim Jeffries story.
He goes, they commenced a whipping us up all over the mat.
Right.
He said, so the next year, we were pretty good.
Yeah.
And they were coming to our place.
Yeah.
He said, so we gave tickets to make sure everybody showed up, students, everybody. Place was packed. We came in, he says, I had a bigger rocking chair put out on my seat. And I just, you know, you love stories like that.
Too.
That's good stuff.
You got to know Jim Jeffries, too, to understand that story. That's a big one. Guys, locally last night, there were some interesting scores, and I don't think there's anyone more interesting than the Theodore McGill-Tulin game that Corey LeBounty covered for the Mobile Public School TV network. Fairhope 24, Foley 7, Davidson 21, Murphy 0, Theodore upsets, boy, I'm telling you, one of the really good football teams in the Metro Mobile area, McGill-Tulin. And boy, Ernest Hill's done a great job over there. But Theodore gets them last night, 15-3. Baker 37, Alma Bryant 7.
In 6A, Blount defeated Gulf Shores on Thursday night 32-22. Saraland blanks St. Paul's 35-0. Spanish Fort defeats Baldwin County 10-0. And Daphne squeaks by Robertsdale 13-6.
In 5A, LaFleur, big winners over Wilcox Central 61-6. Jackson, the big win last night at Citronelle 15-6, and Viger just keeps rolling. What a football team they are. 41-0 over Faith Academy.
In Class 4A action, the Buzzsaw Bulldogs, the UMS Wright Bulldogs, that is, defeat Monroe County 65-0. Williamson defeats WS Neal 26-14. Clark County beats Hillcrest Evergreen 6-0. And Escambia County defeats Andalusia 24-3.
And in 3A, Bayside Academy, Phil Lasby, Mark Laster, and the guys go to XL and win 35-6. Thomasville 28, T.R. Miller 12. Thomasville went to Murder Creek and defeated T.R. Miller 28-12. Congratulations to those guys up at Thomasville. Jim and those guys do a great job there. Mobile Christian 16, Flomington 12, McIntosh 18, St. Michael 10.
And in 2A, Cottage Hill keeps rolling 35-9 over Leroy. Southern Choctaw 39, RC Hatch 6, Washington County 28, Choctaw County 22 in overtime. JU Blackshirt 38 and Chickasaw 35.
In 1A, Millery defeats J.F. Shields 33-0. Marengo beats Sweetwater 19-12. And St. Luke's, it just keeps rolling for Ron Lee 62-0 over Fruitdale.
All right, guys, statewide, let's look at some of these things here. Prattville, boy, they just keep getting better and better. Prattville 47, Jeff Davis 32. Central Phoenix City, Jamie Dubose, who we think has got the premier football team in 7A in the state of Alabama, 44. Lee Montgomery 17. Auburn 34, Smith Station 0. Mountain Brook in what we think is a kind of an upset, Mountain Brook 20, Hewitt Trustful 17. Hoover 32, Spain Park 7. I'm going to try to get Josh Niblett on in just a minute, guys. Let's see if he'll answer the phone. Tuscaloosa County 10, Oak Mountain 7. Thompson 21, Vestavia Hills 20. Two of our favorite people there, Mark Freeman at Thompson, and he beats the winningest coach in Alabama high school football history, Buddy Anderson, 21-20. And as you go on around now, Eufaula 52, Russell County 31 and 6A, Opelika 30, Calera 10, Wetumpka 23, Benjamin Russell 7. Up at the lake, you guys at the lake heard all about that game. Dothan and Northview tonight, 7 p.m. at Rip Hugh Stadium. And folks, you folks around the state of Alabama, if you had never been to a Dothan-Northview game,
ooh,
I'm going to tell you right now, it's something to behold. Having been the privilege of coaching in that game, was something to behold, and it's something that's got great memories for us here. Looking on down, Briarwood 41, Parker 7 in 5A. Tallahassee around the lake defeats Rehoboth 39-14. Elmore County 24, Childersburg 14. Sylacauga falls last night to Center Point 40-14. Pleasant Valley 38, BB Comer 6. Montgomery Academy 33, Southside of Selma 26. Prattville Christian 28, Bullock County 27. Houston Academy, there's Jamie Riggs at Houston Academy 37-28. What are you talking about? There's the guy that's the second. He's got the second highest number of wins in the state of Alabama, and what a great guy. Great, great hire, Houston Academy, in hiring Jamie Riggs. Providence Christian, who Jamie will have to deal with. Providence Christian, 61-0. Are you kidding me?
What in the world's happened to Ops?
I don't know, boy, but that's something. That's a score that just knocks me off my feet,
I don't think,
guys.
Ops won a game this year.
Boy, that's something. That is something, guys.
I look at that score and I go, man, I know Providence Christian's got a good team. I know that, but I just didn't realize that Op had fallen off that far. I don't understand that. But, you know, there's some really good football team. I'm really proud of what Jamie Riggs has done there at Houston County. Turned that program around already so this year, and I think they're just going to keep getting better. You know, you look through, been looking up Piedmont, what they've been doing this year. They've been playing pretty good football, but Sachs High School has really got a good football team up there. They won 30-7 over Weaver last time.
Do you remember who probably is the best football coach that's been at Sachs?
Bobby Johnson.
Bobby Stewart.
Jack Stewart's
for
Bobby Joe, wasn't he?
That's right, yeah.
Bobby Joe was a great old big fella.
He was.
I walked across the field and shook his hand, wasn't I? I already feel kind of small.
Right.
I really felt small.
Well, Bobby Joe Johnson's a good football coach, but Jack Stewart laid the foundation there.
Yes, he sure did. I'd forgotten about that.
For a long, long time.
Great football coach.
You look over at Walter Welborn right there in that same area, and there's a boy named Ricky Weems that coached it. Then he played at Jacksonville State. Big old good-looking guy that could coach some football. He's a football coach. That's a lot of good football coaches coming from that area around Anniston and Oxford. Not to say the least, probably one of the best that ever coached in the Oxford area was Coach Bill Burgess.
Yes,
Bill
sir.
Burgess running the wishbone, him and Charlie Maniscalco up
then
at Oxford.
Then he went up to
Jacksonville State.
Jacksonville State.
Took his entire high school staff, went to Jacksonville State.
Did a great job.
And
there.
Won a national championship.
Yes, he did.
Boy.
Didn't Jack Crow work for him?
Jack Crow did work for him.
And
he
then
sure did.
Following him was Robert Herring.
Robert Herring.
And he, of course, we all know what Robert did. Had a fantastic career.
And now his son.
His son Ryan is coaching
is
there.
Yeah.
Ryan was a heck of a wrestler in high school. He was a really good wrestler.
I heard that. So that's Oxford has a great, great history and tradition
there
in that area.
It's a proud, proud
man,
town.
I'm
They're proud
sure
of what
is.
They do there.
Boy, man alive. Good football up in that area. You know, Corey, when we look at this, Dalt got us some stuff here. David, we're going to get to you at the next break, so just sit tight, pal. Keep that Kaneka sausage going, and we're going to get to you right at the beginning of the next break. We got some undefeated high school teams in 7A. Central of Phoenix City, Auburn, and Mountain Brook are still undefeated. In 6A, Saraland, Hartsell, McAdory, and Jackson Olin. 5A, Vigor, Russellville, and Etowah. 4A, UMS, Headland, American Christian, Jacksonville, Holtzbluff, and North Jackson. 3A, Westminster Christian, Saxon, Winfield. 2A, Cottage Hill, Fife, and Ohatchee. And 1A, Fauntville, South Lamar, and Linden. We'll be back with more PSR on Radio Alabama and FM Talk 106.5.
On the Prep Sports Report Radio Network. It's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. I want to thank our sponsors from Alpha. I want to tell you, Alpha's been with us for a long, long time. Here's a brand sponsor, Lee Camilleri, Beth Burra, and Earl McKinnell. We appreciate everything you three do and are so thankful that you are such an integral part of high school sports around the state of Alabama. And if you have any insurance needs, we hope you'll get in touch with one of those three people here in the Metro Mobile area. If you're in the Sylacauga area, I want you to get in touch with your local Alpha agent. You're in the Lake Martin area, your local Alpha agent there. We certainly appreciate everything that they do. All you got to do is ask our buddy Corey LeBounty here. Lee Camilleri has taken good care of him for so, so long, and we certainly appreciate everything that they do for us. You folks that are headed over into Atlanta area, want you to stop by and see our buddies at the Williamson Brothers Barbecue in Marietta, Canton, and Douglasville. Always the best barbecue in the state of Georgia and the best barbecue you'll put in your mouth while you're on the road. I can promise you that. Larry Williamson and Williamson Brothers Barbecue, great people. Just heard Dalt just now. Today's SEC Saturday at Janino's. Go by and stop by and see our friends there at Janino's Pizza right across from Daphne High School. Appreciate everything they do for high school sports in the state of Alabama as well. You know, guys, David's on the run this morning. I can't wait to hear what he's got for us this morning. David, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. How's everybody?
Everybody's great.
Fantastic.
Everybody's great.
So let me tell you, I just got a truckload of cars in Friday before I left.
Right.
And right now I know I've got five or six cars that you can buy for $5,000, and that's
Wow.
Hard to find.
Wow.
Well, they are hard to find.
Man, I'm telling you right now, Corey LeBounty said he's on his way.
He's going to buy two.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, give us tell us the new name. Tell us all about that, because that's exciting for us.
Well, we've changed our name. We've always had CNC Financial as a part of our business, but we started branching out a little more and doing personal loans, property loans. We've done large equipment loans. So we have money to lend. We just, we're looking for the right people. So it's needless to say, we can get you financed on your car. If we can't get you done outside, we've got plenty of in-house money to get you taken care of.
Well, and so the official name now is?
CNC Financial and Auto Sales.
CNC Financial and Auto Sales, and that is what we call our text line. The CNC Financial and so I can't, auto loan.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
I'm telling you. Dalt takes care of that for us, though. We'll get that going, and we've already got it started, but we want to make sure that we do everything we can to help you guys and keep Charlie in the road, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Where are you right now, Dave?
I am in the great state of Mississippi. I party bus had to get out to a wedding last night, and the driver was sick, so it was a next man up situation.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine spending any time over in Mississippi. Since yeah. I spend a lot of time over
time,
there.
But,
yeah, it is.
I just broke I'm in the middle of the state. Around Biloxi right now, headed back.
All right, pal. Take care. We look forward to talking to you soon, okay?
I appreciate all y'all do. Thanks, guys.
All right, now.
Thank you, buddy.
Do we have a happy birthday song? Do we have any happy birthday song? I think that it would be appropriate on this Saturday morning when a guy that's been with us for 17 years, hadn't he, Corey? I mean, every Saturday?
No doubt about it.
Every Saturday he's been with us for 17 years. So this is going to be for none other than the birthday boy right here, Mr. Scooter Burns.
Ring! Info bells!
Burns, good morning and happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, Rick. Good morning to you. Good morning, Dalt.
Good morning. He said good morning. He doesn't have a mic. We've taken his mic from him.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, buddy. Happy birthday, pal.
63.
I hear you, brother. 63 years young.
You caught me.
Good morning, Coy.
Good morning, Scooter.
When is your birthday?
November 6th, almost a month from now.
You're not going to be 63, though.
No, I am not, but I do hope to see you later on today. I have a very special birthday present for you, Scooter.
Well, I'm going to go out with my brother first.
That's
okay.
Good.
Okay.
You can bring it, leave it at my house.
I will do it, Scooter.
Let me ask you, when's your birthday, Rick?
Well, exactly 1 month after Corey's, December the 6th. Scooter,
so
thanks for asking.
The day before Pearl Harbor.
I sure was. I was born the day before Pearl Harbor in
1941, though.
No, 1954.
I was born in 55. So
you sure were. Yeah.
But your trivia question is, who won the Heisman Trophy the year I was born, 1955?
Well, hold on. We'll get that real quick. You just let me think about that for a minute. And Mark's got a trivia question for you.
All right, Scoot.
By the way, what happened to McGill?
Well, they just got beat by a good football team. Two good football teams.
They may be the best team in the area.
Hey, Scooter,
I do want to tell you something real quick, though, because it took me a second to think about 1955. It was Howard Cassidy that won that.
Hopalong.
There you go. Hopalong Cassidy.
Woody coached him.
That's right. Woody coached him at Ohio State.
Woody would always call Michigan that team up north.
That's right.
Here we go.
All right, Scoot.
Then he started calling him Michigan.
Yeah.
All right, Scoot. Do you remember a quarterback at Alabama by the name of Don Jacobs?
Vaguely.
All right, played quarterback at Alabama in 1980. Do you know what?
Stedman Shealy's backup?
He was. Then he followed Stedman Shealy as the quarterback in 1980. Do you remember what high school he might have gone to?
No, I don't.
Scottsboro, Scooter.
Scottsboro. That's where he's Scottsboro. He's actually coaching there now at Scottsboro.
Where's Stedman Shealy now?
He's in Dothan. He's an attorney.
He's an attorney.
Tell you what, Stedman Shealy could run that Alabama wishbone, couldn't he?
Between him and
Ogilvie,
Jeff Rutledge.
Whitman, Jackson, and they run Arkansas to win the national championship.
That's true.
That's right. That's the only team I remember on 3rd and 10 that would give the ball to the fullback and make a first down.
Major Ogilvie was number 42, wasn't he?
42. Tony Nathan was 22, and Steve Whitman was 45.
Where's Steve Whitman from?
I don't know.
Huffman High School.
Huffman. There you go.
Didn't they have a receiver named Keith Pugh?
Keith Pugh.
Baptist minister.
Number 4.
They beat Miami 30-0 that year.
That's right. All right, give us a birthday. What do you call it?
Scooter's birthday pump?
Yes. It's a birthday pump.
How can you find out the word pump?
I wanted to make it special. There you go.
Happy birthday, buddy.
That's good stuff. Happy birthday.
That's good to hear, you know,
years and years ago, it was Scooter and who was the guy? Johnny from Satsuma.
That's right.
Tell you what, let's go to the text lines and talk to Glenn. Glenn, how you doing, pal? Real quick.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to call you real quick. I talked to you earlier in the week about the Joy Service at Christ United.
Right.
That'll be tomorrow at 3:30. And you don't have to be a special needs family or a special needs person. Just it's for people of all abilities. So it'll be at 3:30. We have a communion service. We have a very short sermon, usually lasts 8 to 10 minutes. That way you know, no one has time to get bored. And we have noise-canceling headsets. We got a sign language person. So if they're deaf, we have someone take care of that. If they're autistic, it's funny. We have a couple of people that are having trouble with noise, and they'll come into that sanctuary, and just like the Spirit of God touches them, they just get quiet for the whole service. It's the most amazing thing to see. So,
well, we look forward to that, and that's at Christ United Methodist Church tomorrow. What time now?
3:30.
And I think Gene Tippett's going to be.
It's always the second Sunday of the month.
All right. Appreciate it, Glenn.
Thank you.
Take care, pal. You know, guys, when we look at and we're trying our best to get Josh Niblett on, and it's hard on Saturday morning because there's no telling what they're doing at Hoover High School, breaking down film and stuff like that. But, Corey, I don't think there is a tougher region than Region 3 and 7A. You look up there, and I think the four teams that are going to be in there are going to be Hewitt, Trustful, Hoover, Mountain Brook, and Thompson, and a good football team. Buddy Anderson's team's probably going to be left out of that, probably another one. But I'm going to tell you, I think it's the best high school football in the state of Alabama, 7A Region 3.
It's very, very tough, Rick. I mean, you come out of that region, anybody in the region 1 through 4 has the ability to beat another region's one. And you have to remember the big dynamic about 7A football in the state of Alabama, there are already only 32 teams.
Right.
Half of those teams make the playoff, the 16 teams. They have four regions. So if you're looking at your region, 7A Region 3, being able to beat any other region, top 1, 2, 3, and 4, that's speaking how good a football is being played in your region.
There's no doubt about it. Guys, on another subject, I don't know if y'all heard this, but right here on FM Talk 106.5 on the Paul Finebaum Show, Coach Pat Dye said Tua Tagovailoa is better than Joe Namath and better than Kenny Stabler. That's pretty big stuff, boys.
That's pretty good.
That's Pat Dye.
That's high cotton.
Yeah. Corey, you're not saying anything. We'll be back with more on PSR right here on Radio Alabama.
PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
All right, welcome back to PSR on Radio Alabama on FM Talk 106.5. Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. We opened up the show this morning asking all of our listeners to be in continual prayer for the folks at Mexico Beach, Panama City, the entire Northwest Florida area that was devastated by Hurricane Michael, and certainly our heartfelt blessings go out to those people in that area, guys. I've never, ever seen destruction like I saw at Mexico Beach. I know that Biloxi and Gulfport and that area over there on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi had the same similar situation with Katrina, and I know it brought back some very just terrible memories for those folks over in Mississippi. But I've never seen destruction like that, guys, and I certainly know that I speak for Mark and for Corey and for Dalton, for Philip and everybody here at FM Talk 106.5 when we send our most sincere blessings and prayers to you folks in that North Florida area and all the families that have been affected by that. It's a devastating blow to that area, and it'll take a long, long time for them to overcome. But I can assure you that there's people there. Those great people of North Florida will do just as the Mississippi coast has done, and they'll rebuild and they'll be back even bigger and stronger and better for it. I can promise you that. Corey, let's talk a little volleyball.
That's right. I mean, you're looking at the top 10 polls in the Alabama Sports Writers Association, a top 7A poll. Number one, McGill Tulane comes in at 31-4, and they're the only team locally that is ranked in the Class 7A poll. In the Class 6A poll, number one is Spanish Fort. They're 41-5, and right at the bottom of the poll is St. Paul's at 18-9. Saraland has been nominated at 17-6. In your Class 5A volleyball poll, no local teams here in Mobile, Alabama. Nominated is Faith Academy at 22-12. Of course, in the Class 4A poll, it wouldn't be a poll and it wouldn't be right if you didn't have Ann Schilling's Bayside Academy Admirals right there, Lady Admirals. They're at 22-16, number one in 4A. In 3A, we have St. Luke's that comes in at number four at 30-11. And also in Class 2A, we don't have any local nominees. And in 1A, we don't have any local representation either. But volleyball is coming to an end. They're getting ready to start their playoffs. So hopefully here within the next week, we'll have a volleyball coach on to talk a little bit about how the volleyball season has gone. Hopefully McGill Tulane's head coach will join us next week and have an opportunity to talk about the Dirty Dozen, and they're having an opportunity to try to play for another state championship and to defend their 7A state title.
You know, those young ladies work awfully hard, guys. As I go by the gym at UMS and watch those young ladies work, it's boy, I tell you, they are constantly in motion. It is just, it's phenomenal to see those young athletes work. And good luck to all the volleyball teams out there as you pursue postseason play. That's Corey, when you look at next week's schedule, high school football, and let me say this too. Two great shows I hope that our listeners will be tuned into. Randy Bergen and his cast of characters, Southern Fairways Golf, Sundays from 11 to 1. Hope you'll listen into that show. It's a great golf show, and Danny Spivey and Randy do a great job with that golf show, and they cover every golf that is imaginable, from high school golf, junior golf, to the PGA Tour, to the LPGA Tour, to the senior tour. It's just a great golf show, and there's two guys that love the game of golf. Danny Spivey, former golfer at the University of Alabama, played for his brother Dick, by the way, at the University of Alabama. And Randy Bergen is a lifelong golf fanatic, to be honest with you, and a pretty doggone good golfer as well. They're on from 11 to 1 on Sunday. So as you're leaving church, you want to turn on FM Talk 106.5 and catch Randy and Danny on Southern Fairways. And then on Monday night from 7 to 8 o'clock, you can catch our good buddies Corey LeBounty and Dalton Orwood as they come on Sports Night. And I got a lot of buddies who've mentioned to me. And, of course, James Dennis joins you guys on that. And so you guys do a great job with that, covering the SEC and the NFL. And just I get a kick out of listening to you guys. And then I really get a kick out of listening to James is that y'all go bantering back and forth there.
Yeah.
But it's this good stuff. And, guys, I want you to know how proud I am of both of you guys that y'all have jumped on board, kind of taking a risk, really have, took a risk, and you said, to heck with, we're going to challenge Monday Night Football in the pregame show. And it's done well. Mighty proud of you guys.
Thank you, Rick. We're excited. This Monday night, come and join us from 7 to 8 o'clock. We'll be at Jersey Mike's on Airport Boulevard, located across from Academy Sports. So come out and get some great deals. Jersey Mike's on Airport Boulevard across from Academy. Dalton Norwig and myself on Sports Night, Monday from 7 to 8.
Any games next week that you're looking at before we talk a little bit about SEC football today?
Yeah, I mean, I like the Blount and at Spanish Fort matchup next week. That's going to be a huge one to determine playoff seeding in 6A Region 1. Also, Theodore at Davidson on Thursday night. It's going to be interesting to see if Theodore, now that they've knocked off the McGill-Tulane Yellow Jackets and have sole possession, you try to avoid that letdown. So Coach Collier on the show earlier, I think he's going to have his team focused and fresh. A short week, they're going to play the Davidson Warriors Thursday at Ladd, and we'll have that game on the MCPSS television network also.
You know, when you talk about Spanish Fort, Mark, they lose their quarterback. Is it Jackson Burkhalter? What Burkhalter? I'm trying to think of his first name, but the Burkhalter, young Burkhalter kid that's Spanish Fort quarterback there.
Jackson
Burkhalter. Was injured his ACL,
right.
Tore his ACL
right.
Last week against against St. Paul's, out for the year. But, boy, I'm going to tell you right now, I have really been impressed with this young man and the character that he's displayed and how he continues to battle in there with his teammates and encourage. And, you know, it's an unfortunate injury, but at the same time, it's one that, you know, they'll overcome. I can tell you, Brian Blackman and those guys, they'll get it worked out, and that should be some kind of game next week, Mark.
Absolutely should be. That's a big one. That's a big, big ball game in that region. So it'll be a big crowd, a lot of kids show up to play hard. It'll be a lot of fun to watch.
You have Vigor Centronelle. Vigor can win the 5A Region 1 for the third consecutive year if they're able to defeat Centronelle. So that's a huge region matchup also next week. That game will be at Vigor and Pritchard Stadium. So will you be a three-time defending region champion? It's hard enough to win it once, but you look who Vigor's had to go through the last couple of years in 5A Region 1 defeating St. Paul's, and St. Paul's goes on to win the state championship. Hats off to Coach Scott and the job that the Wolfpack are doing. See if they can win their third consecutive region championship.
Well, it's a tall mountain to climb for Citronelle and Justin Barnett and those guys up there to go into Pritchard Stadium and try to defeat a Vigor Wolf team that I think is probably, if not the premier team in 5A football in the state of Alabama, one of the two or three top teams in the state of Alabama. I don't expect that to be a very competitive game, guys. And that's I'm not being critical of anything, just saying that the talent at Vigor is just a little bit too much for that Citronelle team.
I agree with that.
Satsuma and Jackson also in that region is going to be critical. 6A now, you have a big matchup with Jackson and Satsuma, so it'll be interesting to see Faith Academy and Jackson. That matchup, Jackson got back on track. And let's see if Jack French, after playing a tough Vigor team, can get his team to in the winning column. They're going to host the Jackson Aggies.
You know, I just got a text from a buddy in Dothan that listens to our show right here as we stream nationwide. A lot of games in the Dothan area have been canceled and moved to tonight. Dothan at Northview is tonight at 7. Ashford at Headland is tonight at 7. Barber County is at Ayrton. They're going to play Monday night at 7. And New Brockton and Sampson are going to play on November the 2nd at 7 p.m., according to my source there. And another thing that he mentioned on here, Dothan and Ashford and that entire area were deeply affected by this hurricane as well. Over 100-mile-an-hour winds in the Dothan, Alabama area. So, boy, our prayers go out to the folks in Houston County in that area in southeast Alabama. Some tough, tough weather that they had to deal with down there as well. Guys, in the SEC today, we've got some games that are pretty doggone interesting. I really liked the Georgia-LSU game in Baton Rouge. As I was going to Mississippi yesterday, I noticed that lots and lots of those red... You know, it's amazing. These Georgia Bulldog fans, they drive those fire truck red cars. It's amazing how many I saw of them. But they're headed to Baton Rouge. They were headed to Baton Rouge for a 2:30 kick today on CBS. Missouri's at Alabama, Ole Miss is at Arkansas, Tennessee comes to the loveliest village of the plains, and Florida is at Vanderbilt. And of course, up in Columbia, Texas A&M, Jimbo goes in to play one of his best buddies. That's a big matchup between two very dear friends, Jimbo Fisher and Will Muschamp, dear friends. They'll clash today at Williams-Brice Stadium at 2:30, right there on the campus of the University of South Carolina. Should be some interesting matchups. Which game gets you, Corey?
Well, it has to be the 2:30 game. Yeah. You know, LSU and Georgia. I think the Bulldogs are going to go in and defeat the LSU Tigers. The LSU Tigers had a big, you know, Orgeron. I mean, that's enough said right there. They're number 13th ranked in the country, but I do think it's going to be a good game. I like LSU to lose, though.
Well, you know, can LSU bounce back after losing to Florida last week? Can they bounce back? And that's going to be interesting. I would have preferred, if I were an LSU fan, I'd have preferred that game to be at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes, sir.
At Tiger Stadium. But, Mark, what? You're Alabama. You Alabama guys, you and Corey. Missouri comes in with one of the best quarterbacks in the Southeastern Conference against the best quarterback in the Southeastern Conference. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored. Nick Saban's team gave up 31 points last week. And to Nick Saban, kind of hear him talk about that, that didn't make him very happy.
No, it didn't. And I think Alabama's going to try and do better defensively this week, you know, and they will. Arkansas had a great game plan and came in there and executed it. But at the same time, you know, Alabama, they got a lot of great players on defense, but Corey, you know, they're starting a whole lot of new people, and when you've got new people back there, they make a lot of mistakes and route reading and all that kind of stuff. They made a bunch, and they lost Trevon Diggs this week, and he's out for the season. That's one of their starting cornerbacks, so it's going to hurt them. It can't help in any way, shape, or form.
You haven't seen the best game by Alabama's defense, and it's still yet to be played.
That's scary. That is scary. Dalton, I hate to tell you this. I think the Auburn Tigers are just going to just massacre the Tennessee Vols today.
They need to.
They do. They need to score a bunch of points.
But I'm going to tell you something. I got a feeling Jeremy Pruitt's going to make it a
pretty it'll be something.
Alabama State, too.
That's right.
Troy, Liberty.
Troy's at Liberty. We'll be back with more PSR. Mark's going to have the Camp Gray segment coming up right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile, is the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace. You know, I'm going to have the opportunity to spend a week at Camp Grace the last week in October. Really looking forward to that, spending time with a lot of great, great young eighth graders from UMS Wright, and just kind of, as I call it, wallowing in that lovely scenario of Camp Grace, Mark.
Camp Grace is a wonderful place. I've been able to be over there a couple of times, and it's just like when you drive under that sign going into the grounds, you just know that it's a place of peace, it's a place of serenity, and it's a place that you can get your soul cleansed if you're willing to do so. You know, with the tragedy that's taken place in the Florida Panhandle all the way through up the Wiregrass of Alabama into Georgia, the winds of Hurricane Michael devastated some people and people's lives. And I cannot imagine the horror of the feeling of losing loved ones in that hurricane. You know, I read some stories about a woman losing her husband right there with her. Just watched him die. I can't imagine how difficult that may be. And as we look at that, and then, you know, then the day afterwards, you know, always after a hurricane comes through, the sun always shines. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Sun always shines after a hurricane comes through, because the storm's gone and the sun comes out. And I think it's God's way of reminding us, you know, natural disasters happen because it's a part of the world we live in. It's just part of nature. But there's always a bright side after tragedy. There's always hope. I was reading something. I was thinking about this the other day, and I was reading something. It says hope is important because it can make the present moment less difficult to bear. If we believe that tomorrow will be better, we can bear a hardship from today. Those are some words that in my own life have resonated with me in different times in my life. And as I think about those folks in Mexico City, and I think about those folks in Panama City, and I think about the folks throughout the path of this very destructive storm, I am reminded that today, as they pick up the pieces and they start to move forward, hope is still there. And hope is there because other people can help give you hope. You know, at Bayside, we're putting together a thing. I think it starts Monday. Some supplies that we're going to be taking down to Port St. Joe. And there's a reason Port St. Joe has become kind of a focal point for Bayside, because it has all the area, we're all praying for everybody there, but Port St. Joe has a relative meaning for us. As we go back, you know, over a year ago, Port St. Joe was a community that poured out its love and its grace and its anything it could and hope to the family of Henry Wise and our school family, as they came and ministered to us there while we were there and took care of all the needs that people needed at that time, that we could, anything you could think of. So today, as this destruction has taken place there, they're in great need in Port St. Joe, and we are our school family, that is one of the focal points. There's other places, but that's one of the focal points that we have decided that we're going to send whatever is needed. And there's a huge list of things that you can't even imagine that people need, and that's going to go to them. That is the part of hope that I think is important that all of us give. Hope has been given to me in my life, Rick. People have given me hope, you know, in different ways throughout time. I remember the story that Corey told me after my heart failure about when he said about the rainbows. He came across the bay, knew at that time everything was going to be okay, shared that with my family while they were there at the hospital, giving them hope. And, man, those are things that we do for one another. I think that's what God put us on this earth for. Things happen. Tragedies happen. Bad things happen. How we handle those things marks the character of us as a person and of us as a friend. You know, there's Ulysses S. Grant said something. I wish I could find it. He said that his friends are found during times of adversity, not during times of prosperity. Because his friends that are with him that give him hope in times of adversity are the true friends, the ones that are really my friends, the ones I can really count on. So my message today it was on my heart was hope. Hope for the folks there in those areas that have lost property, that have lost loved ones, some have lost everything, you know, but there's still hope. You're alive and you're breathing. Face today and with your friends that are going to come to your aid, hope resonates throughout.
You know, I know, Mark, that, and I think about that a lot, Corey's revelation, and when I remember the phone call like it was yesterday. Corey's got this way about him that he kind of has got a little happiness, a giggle kind of, when he said, God's in control. God's in control here. Mark's fine. Mark's like, you need to quit worrying, Rick. You need to quit. You know, Scripture teaches us not to worry about something. There's nothing we can do about things until something happens. And I can't quote, if I could get my buddy Jeff Spiller on here to share with me that. That's something that he shared with me years ago about worry, because I was as a football coach, that's what we do.
Yes.
And as a daddy, that's what we do. And we all are fathers, and we all understand that. And congratulations to my buddy over here, because he's fixing to be a father,
yes,
too.
Sir.
And we're excited for Dalton and his family. But as Corey made that comment to me, there was a piece that came over me. And so I understand that, but I want to touch on something else you said. You know, the people at what I call Cape San Blas, Indian Pass, that area
Port
down
St.
there,
Joe.
Where Port,
yeah,
St. Joe, where Henry Wise, unfortunately, in a very tragic boating accident, lost his life. Those people came to the aid of a group of people they didn't even know. They knew nothing of who Henry Wise or Bayside Academy was. And they were there 24/7.
Yes.
And it shows the true character of the family of Henry Wise and the Bayside family, that now they want to give back.
Exactly.
And also, I want to say this for UMS Wright. And I know there's a lot of other schools. Michael Schultz and the folks at UMS have a big truck that's going to leave and go to Port St. Joe tomorrow. Open everything you can open to send as much aid as we can to the folks at Mexico Beach in Northwest Florida. Folks, thanks for being with us today. Thanks all down the line of Radio Alabama. And as we always do each and every Saturday morning, remember this. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, He is always with you. God bless you. We'll see you here, same place, same time next week.